Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bob McClain. Here we go, getting underway with the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mac Electric Radio Program. It is the bonus hour. However, it is identical to the 3 hours that preceded it in at least one respect. Let's do that. Grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. I'm very interested when they get underway with the bogus impeachment inquiry, the big dog and pony show that Adam Bullschiff is going to start putting on tomorrow, to hear some of this testimony from some of these people. One of them is fourth hand. Another one, this Colonel Vinson or whatever his name is, Lieutenant Colonel Vinson, he presumed his interpretation of the phone call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine. He presumed that the president had done something wrong. So what is that other than an opinion, Colonel? And the list goes on and on. All these, I mean, even the whistleblower himself was not privy to the phone call, never heard it, was not on it. And if you've been on social media, you probably have seen the rogue's gallery of pictures of the still unnamed whistleblower, Eric Ciaramella, with some of his Facebook friends, like Hillary, like Brennan, the whole litany of co-conspirators. This guy's right there in the mix with them. And, of course, he is a registered Democrat, but we shouldn't judge him based purely on that, should we? I think once people hear what these people had to say, and once we have an opportunity, by we, I mean the Republicans on the Intelligence Committee, have an opportunity to cross-examine him. If they do, because this thing is such a rigged show trial, like we used to see in Moscow back in the day, Francis Gary Powers had a better chance, the U-2 pilot, than does Donald Trump in this scenario. Schiff, as the head of the committee, has now said, well, Republicans can ask questions, yeah, as long as I approve them and as long as they are germane to the issues here. So he is judge, jury, and executioner. However, by the same token, as the top dog, big cheese, big kahuna of this star chamber proceeding, it's also his head that will be placed on the chopping block. Pelosi has been careful to make sure that Schiff is out front on this stuff. So, you know, if it all goes south, as it eventually will, then she could say, well, you know, it was our constitutional duty. You know, we have to protect our democracy, blah, blah, blah. And Adam Schiff made some miscalculations along the way and blah, 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 you know, essentially. Schiff is going to be the one that walks the plank when this whole thing goes south. It's going to be fascinating. And the other side of this that we all need to understand, and I'm sure you already do, is that the media is going to be right there. Oh, this is blockbuster testimony. The former ambassador says his second cousin told his friend who told a friend of his who told somebody else at a Friends of George Soros meeting that Trump had done something illegal. You know, it's insanity. And it's pathetic that one political party in this country has sunk so low. Now then, on to another subject, and that is DACA, because SCOTUS is now going to be in the process of figuring out what to do here. Now, it's curious. The Democrats now say that Obama did not create DACA with an executive order. He created it with an executive action, this Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that Obama went around the country for 2 or 3 years saying, well, I'd like to do this. I wish I could do this. But I'm not allowed to by the Constitution, so can't do it. You know, speaking to La Raza and all these other immigrant rights groups, claimed time and time again, 20-plus times, that constitutionally there was nothing he could do. And then he turned right around and did it anyway. You want to talk about somebody should be impeached? But, of course, that wasn't going to happen. A closely divided Supreme Court today grappled with whether to allow the Trump administration to bring an end to DACA. After more than an hour of arguments, the court's conservative wing on the bench appeared ready to side with President Trump in his efforts to rescind the program started under Obama in 2012, providing legal protections for young immigrants. Well, look, you don't have to be Alan Dershowitz to figure this out. Okay, you don't have to have a degree from Harvard Law School, because this whole DACA program was created by President Obama in 2012 with an executive action. Well, doesn't it then seem logical that if Obama created it with an executive action, that the next president could do away with it with the same process, the same executive action? Oh, that's right. No, you're right. I forgot. I don't know what came over me there. Anything created by the Democrats, of course, can't be rescinded by a Republican. The dispute, one of the most closely watched of the Supreme Court's blockbuster term, hanging in the balance, the fate of 700,000 so-called Dreamers, the name given to those brought to the U.S. illegally as children and shielded from the threat of deportation, a decision by the court expected by the end of June, right there in the heart of the 2020 presidential campaign. A central question in the trio of cases before the court, whether the Trump administration's rescinding of DACA can even be reviewed by the courts. Justices Samuel Alito and Neil Gorsuch raised questions as to whether the courts should do so, with Gorsuch saying he was still struggling with whether the executive branch's decision should be reviewed. Well, again, I fall back on, if it was created by one president by executive action, Obama has the right to do executive action, but Trump does not? Would that be the argument? We'll see. We shall see. Quarter after six here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Right back with more still to come here in the bonus hour on Tuesday. Today's edition of Boneheads and the News.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. It is 6:20 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We're in the fourth and final hour for today, the bonus hour. Anticipating watching this dog and pony show, this Kabuki Theater. It's going to be beginning tomorrow in Washington under the erstwhile baton of Field Marshal Adam Bullshiff. In on the text line, Bobby, when I was in the Navy, my career was on submarines, and I had to have a minimum of a secret security clearance. What is rolling in the background there? And something else from Fox News? Yeah, let me kill that thing right quick. Hang on just a second. God, I hate those auto rolls that they put on there. Wait a minute. All right, I got it. Okay, I got it. Let me start over. When I was in the Navy, my career was on submarines, and I had to have a minimum of a secret security clearance. Just because I had the clearance to read secret material did not give me the ability to read everything at classification. I also had to have the need to know what it contained. Did the so-called whistleblower have either? Just asking. Yeah, my understanding is the whistleblower, whose identity has yet to be revealed as Eric Cherimella, I'm guessing he's an analyst at Langley. At the very least, he is in the employ of Central Intelligence Agency, all right? So he's cleared. And he was on the NSC, the National Security Council. So he's cleared up to top secret SCIF, which is secure compartmentalized information. And so he could see everything. Bobby, in my opinion, Adam Schiff has a very punchable face. Bobby, wasn't there a candy called Cherimello? Bobby, this whistleblower is nothing but a leaker. Yeah, gossip blower is more like it. This is where we've ended up, Bobby. Now Democrats and Russians conspiring. Well, this is not the first time Democrats and Russians have conspired. You can find on the web all the stories that have been released following the passing of the Lion of the Senate, Ted Kennedy. That's L-Y-I-N of the Senate. How during the Reagan years, he flew over to Moscow, talked to the Soviets about what he could do to help defeat President Reagan. Yeah, don't believe me. Look it up. Meantime, Greg Jarrett, who has been doing a really great job following in this stuff, says the impeachment inquiry is already in big trouble. Clown show known as the impeachment inquiry getting more comical and hapless by the day. Consider the latest remark from the circus master himself, Adam Bullschiff. And by clown, I'm thinking bozo, not Pennywise. The Democrat chairman of the House Intelligence Committee said he doesn't want Republicans turning the impeachment proceedings into a sham. Little late on that one, Adam. The hilarious irony lost on no one. Schiff has already managed to accomplish that all on his own. Because at first, you remember, Schiff wanted the gossip blower who triggered this impeachment farce to testify. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll come and testify. Then suddenly, Schiff didn't want him to testify. So what changed? Well, in the interim, evidence emerged that Schiff and or his staff colluded with the whistleblower before the complaint was ever filed. Oh, and by the way, then lied about it, earning Schiff 4 Pinocchios, their top rating, from even the Washington Compost. So the chairman now wants to conceal his own role in engineering the pretext for impeachment and his subsequent deceit, which is why he's insisted that the whistleblower remain anonymous. That would be Eric Ciaramella, by the way. Despite no such right, guarantee, privilege, or entitlement in the law. In other words, you don't have any expectation of being able to remain anonymous. Even though the undercover informant, reportedly working for CIA, does not qualify for whistleblower status under the law as determined by the DOJ, any effort by Republicans to call him as a witness will be blocked by Schiff. Well, nothing like having a fair and impartial investigation. But Schiff's machinations are more malevolent than just masking his key witness. Those he will call to testify are already on record, dishing up prodigious plates of multiple hearsay and stuff that is nothing but rank speculation. It's obvious from the transcripts that have come out of the heretofore super top secret inquisition that none of them have any firsthand knowledge of any quid pro quo allegedly demanded by President Trump. And by the way, read the transcript, okay? For example, Bill Taylor, acting ambassador to Ukraine, who will testify tomorrow, told Schiff's committee that it was his understanding that there was a link between U.S. security assistance and an investigation of Joe and Hunter Biden. So how did Ambassador Taylor arrive at this opinion? Well, you see, he heard it through discussions with other diplomats, the statists at the State Department, although there's no indication that any of those individuals had direct knowledge of anything. The chain of hearsay went something like this. The European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland told National Security Council official Tim Morrison, who in turn told Taylor that there was a purported quid pro quo. Well, okay, well, wait a minute. If Sondland was the original source, where did he get his information? He initially testified that in a brief phone conversation with Trump, the president explicitly told him, "I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo." Sondland added that he never thought there was a precondition on aid. Later, I'm sure after his arm was twisted behind his back, he revised his testimony to state, "I presumed that the aid suspension had become linked to the proposed anti-corruption statement." Oh, okay. Well, then, he presumed it. A pretty reliable witness there, don't you think? Because he presumed it. Yeah. I don't think reliable witnesses assume or presume anything, and if they do, then it becomes supposition. Favorite purveyor of assorted hearsay is another star witness for Schiff tomorrow. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent testified that he believed there was a quid pro quo after speaking to Taylor, who spoke to Morrison, who heard it from Sondland, who, as noted, presumed a precondition. Okay, so what you've got is conjecture built on, what, three different levels of hearsay. This is not what a court would call evidence. It is what thinking people would refer to as junk. Because if this was a court of law, the presiding judge would instruct the jury to disregard any testimony like that and strike it from the record. Oh, by the way, under cross-examination, these witnesses readily admitted they had no firsthand knowledge of the president's intent during his phone call with President Zelensky. They simply propagated and repeated rumors and innuendo in their diplomatic echo chamber at Foggy Bottom. But, of course, that hasn't stopped Schiff from pretending that these are valued witnesses. And with the chairman's friendly encouragement and guidance, they have offered their interpretations of the conversation between Trump and Zelensky. Kind of reminds me, and probably will you, of Schiff and his own dramatic interpretation of the phone call, which is nothing more than a lying fabrication that was designed to smear the president. So we know what's coming tomorrow, and we know what the upshot will be. By the time they get to the Senate, they can reject it out of hand, if it even gets that far. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. When I come back on the other side, I'll have the Tuesday edition of Boneheads and the News.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do, 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday. We're in the last half of the last hour, here, the bonus hour on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday. Great to have you along. In on the text line, 71307. Hey, Bobby, if you shoved him in a bag, he'd be a lying sack of Schiff. That's true. Bobby, so what Adam Schiff essentially has here is a lot like gossip, huh? Yeah, direct from the commissary. at the State Department. Did you hear what Bill said, what Frill said, what Tom said about what Trump did? Jeez. Bobby, if you ski this weekend, you may see the slopes open up, maybe as early as tomorrow night. I'm more the sled and toboggan type. Myself, as a teen, we shoveled the driveways and towed the snow on an old Ford pickup hood to a north side slope where we packed it and even sprayed it with water from the creek to make it faster. Half a day's work, and you had two or three more days of sweating. You know, back in the days when we thought bruises were fun. Yeah, I remember those days. Now, you know, you get a bruise that would go away in a day or two. How about a week or two? Still there. What the? Hey, Bobby, I plan to write a book about an alligator that travels through South Carolina. I'll then buy $1 million worth of radio ads on Vermont radio stations so that I can drive them just as crazy as they're driving us about their dog and see how they like it. We're working on that, by the way. I mentioned earlier in the program, I have bumped it up the food chain to the suits who informed me they are going to be in discussions with the Associated Press about this. Hi, Bobby. Mark Sanford now has more time to explore the Appalachian Trail. But seriously, I was concerned about the deficit from 08 to 16 and emerged from that realizing that whatever it takes to get the agenda done is going to have to be okay. More debt? Okay. Nothing will change in Washington, so we may as well get the agenda done. Voted for Bad Orange Man in 2016. Plan to vote for him again in 2020. Pardon me. Okay, I think that brings us to the point in the program. All set, Miss Moneypenny?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go with the Tuesday edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yes, this is, you know, speaking of skiing, sledding, and what have you, it's fine unless you were in an airplane trying to land on the runway at O'Hare in Chicago. Ooh. Yeah, I think they landed too. We're on the runway for a while, but it was icy, and aircraft slid right off it. Fortunately, nobody hurt. 38 passengers, 3 crew members, all of them with a narrow escape in that situation. Let's go to Texas. This was last month, but the video is just now making the rounds. Teenage girl somehow got stuck in her seatbelt. So police and firefighters had to be called in to help. They tried to wiggle her out several ways, even considered cutting the seatbelt. Finally, they got her into a position where they could lift her out. This was quite a process here.
Oh, my God. Are you like a five-year-old? I don't know how this happens. Seriously.
Well, that's weird. I've never seen that.
I don't even know how it happened.
You think there's any way your face could go here and your legs back there and go through this way?
Do you want me to cut the seatbelt?
We have no choice. We have to cut it. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, pick her up.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Well, after all kinds of contortions, they were finally able to get her out. You listen to music at work? If you do, you're not alone. New poll said 47% of people said it makes the job less stressful. A third think they're more productive when they listen to music. Kind of reminds you of the show Office Space, where Milton argues he should be allowed to listen to the radio.
I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume. I told Bill that if Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating. Uh-huh. So I don't see why I should have to turn down the radio because I enjoy listening.
Okay, all right, already. Listen to this stupid radio. It is that time of year when the deer start to get antsy. I know over at the preserve at Verde, there's some deer over there. And in the last week or 10 days, get out there early in the morning to play, as like I do, and it looks like the deer had a kegger in the middle of the fairways. I mean, they get out there and they party hardy, okay? Man in Michigan saw two deer, had locked antlers. They got into an antler fight, one of those, and couldn't get separated. So he made some calls. One of his neighbors showed up to help, including a gas-powered pole saw to cut part of an antler.
Please be careful, Brad. Yes, come on.
Yay!
Ta-da!
Get rest.
Yeah, got him out of that. You know, when that saw started up, the deer was not real thrilled with the whole idea. Two lifelong friends in Oregon watching that big Alabama-LSU game on Saturday got into an argument, which led to one guy shooting the other. Really? Fortunately, the injuries weren't life-threatening. The guy who shot his friend was arrested on several charges, including attempted murder. No, it's not clear who was Roll Tide and who was Bayou Bengals. But I know one thing, they were serious about it. Guy in England busted earlier this year. You know, if you fail your driving test dozens of times, maybe the lesson is you really shouldn't be driving, not the test is too hard. 31-year-old Sujan Mia of Gloucester, England, has failed his driving test 27 times. Doesn't that have to be some kind of new world's record? Well, earlier this year, he hired two guys who kind of looked like him. He paid one of them $650 to take his written test, and he paid the other the same thing to take the actual road test. Except the guy who took the road test pulled off the scam and passed, but the guy he hired to take the written test didn't quite look enough like him. And the staff at the testing center said, hey, wait a minute, and call the cops. He was arrested for making or supplying articles for use in fraud. He was just given a 14-month suspended sentence, 200 hours of community service, and obviously he still doesn't have a driver's license, which is probably a real good thing. There you go. There is the Tuesday edition of
Boneheads in the News.
14 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We'll be right back.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
McClain. Welcome back. Closing minutes of the Tuesday edition, the Bobby Mac Show, as we head towards Ice Station Zebra overnight. 9 before 7 o'clock. I don't know if you're a fan of Jeopardy, but even if you're not, you probably have heard about the health issue that Alex Trebek has been dealing with, pancreatic cancer. I have to admire the courage that Alex Trebek has been showing, because he's undergoing chemo and rads, and well, you know the drill as well as I do, and he's still up there, you know, doing the Jeopardy shows, and he's about to go back for another round, and last night something pretty cool happened on Jeopardy, and in Final Jeopardy, one of the contestants gave an answer that Alex was not anticipating. Here's what it sounded like.
In the title of a groundbreaking 1890 expose of poverty in New York City slums, these three words follow: how the. Drew, you're smiling. I like that. Let's take a look at your response. Did you come up with the right one? No? What is "we love you" out? That's very kind of you. Thank you. Costs you $19.95. You're left with $5. Okay.
Alex doesn't really, you know, express that much emotion typically on the show, but that win last night got him, as I think it did a lot of people. And we send our encouragement and our prayers to Alex Trebek also, and hope that he gets through this. Okay. Bobby, about today's boneheads, maybe chains on the landing gear tires, maybe scraping the ice off the runway might be a pretty good solution. Bobby, that rescued deer is now like Elliot from the movie Open Season. He's a unicorn from Tony in Pickens. Gotcha. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate that. Hey, Bobby, we South Carolinians are up in Flint, Michigan, visiting Grandma and listening on the internet. We enjoy the show. Phil from Greenville. Thank you, Phil. That's the great thing about that radio.com app. You can take us along anywhere. Bobby, if that guy's going to write a book, a South Carolina version of, you know, trying to find the dog, may I suggest a possum instead of an alligator? Bobby, it's supposed to snow. Is that right? It's supposed to snow? Yeah. Bobby, is it true that all of the Democrat lying in Congress is what really was causing all that pressure inside Jimmy Carter's head? Could be. Who knows what is in Jimmy Carter's head? Oh, by the way, one of my favorite actors, not Robert De Niro. What a mouth on this guy. Hey, Bobby, do you kiss your mother with that mouth, do you? Actor and left-wing activist Robert De Niro told BSNBC's Joyless Reid that the impeachment of President Trump must move forward. Otherwise, we're letting him get away with something. Well, that's pretty specific. Yeah, if we don't impeach him, he's going to get away with something. He's beyond a horrible person. I went on television the day after he was elected, and I said, I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. Oh, yeah? But he's worse than he ever thought he would be. He's an idiot. He's a fool. He's a buffoon. He's silly. He's tacky. He's dangerous. So says the brilliant Robert De Niro. You know, it's never-ending. How about this guy? UC Berkeley grad student and instructor, he's a TI, decided to go on Twitter to shame rural Americans and those who aren't pro-city. Jackson Kernian is reportedly taught at least 11 philosophy courses at UC Berkeley. There's a real bastion of conservatism. Said, I unironically embrace the bashing of rural Americans. That's not even a word. They, as a group, rural Americans, that is, are bad people who've made bad life decisions, and we should shame people who aren't pro-city. He said they should have higher health care rates, pay more in taxes, and be forced to live an uncomfortable life for rejecting efficient city life. Well, thanks so much. Now get back on your bicycle and pedal back to mom's basement. See you tomorrow. Got to wrap things up for this evening. Thanks so much for being here. The great one, Mark Levin, is next from the Underground Command Post. See you tomorrow. God bless.
That's all, folks.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye,
goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Until our next show.
All right, Dean.
Concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.